Something has come between us, and no, it ain't what you think. This ain't a case of infidelity pushing me to the brink. You're stuck inside a bidding war, you're arguing over price. You hardly even acknowledge my existence when you cradle your device. Blue teeth, strained eyes, you bite your lip and you bow your head. I only wish you'd pay as much attention to me when we're in bed. I mean, I'm wearing next to nothing. I even put on a little spice. I long for you to hold me in your arms, but instead you cradle your device. Said, come on, let's take a holiday. Don't you think that would be nice? Give you one more minute. We'll go on and cradle your device. Cradle your device.
Sean produced this new record of mine, if you don't mind me saying real quick, record by the name of Grass Punks, and only 9 songs on the record, and I think it clocks in at about 20-25 minutes, so it's a pretty fast listen, and I think that's the whole point of it. Hopefully it'll be catchy and you'll want to listen to it over and over again. It's my new method in creating records. Anyway, we began recording just simply sitting around Sean's a kitchen table in Hollywood, California. That's sort of how it all began. And we started off with the song Cradle Your Device. So as I was telling Robin earlier, the potential of just the two guitars together just really kind of set the tone for recording the rest of the record. I'd like to switch gears a little bit and do a song entitled Stuck on the Roof Again. And a quick story about it. All of these songs do have stories. I'll be brief, though. This will be the only story I tell before the song. It's dedicated to Marilyn Haggerty, who is a columnist in the great city of Grand Forks, North Dakota. And she is a writer and lover of many things, but her métier is she's a food critic. And she prides herself on being the first person in the Grand Forks, North Dakota area to welcome the newest restaurant in town. She's always the first person in line and waiting to be served so she can write something about the food and the service. She always has something really nice to say, Marilyn Haggerty. But a couple of years ago, she welcomed the newest restaurant to the Grand Forks area, which was the Olive Garden. She wrote a review of this chain restaurant, and it was released, and thousands upon countless thousands of people read this review. And the reaction wasn't too good at first. But then once people started to know her story, they championed her and they championed what she was doing. And she's, I think, in her 80s now. And when she wrote this, she was in her 80s. The review for the Olive Garden really set her up on this next tier. So for the first time in her life, she was reaching international fame, and she was getting a little taste of the honey. And she made some pretty influential friends out of the bit, including Anderson Cooper. She was on his program. She got a book deal out of the deal, and Anthony Bourdain penned the foreword, so she's doing all right. In fact, I think right now she's on a Carnival cruise. I could be wrong about that. There's another part to the song, which maybe I'll just go ahead and say. In North Dakota, this is a problem with me, is that I would much rather just talk instead of play, so you're kind of in for the long run here. But in North Dakota, we have to climb up on top of our roofs at some point, maybe a couple of times over the winter, to shovel the snow off the roof. And this is because the temperature fluctuates and ice will form and it will expand and it'll wreak havoc on your shingles. But Marilyn, the story goes, put a ladder up to her roof when she was, I think, 80 or 81, and crawled up, and there she was. She was shoveling off her roof. And this big gust of wind came along, and it blew her ladder down, so she was stuck on the roof. And at 5 o'clock on a Tuesday in February, you could be in trouble. You could be stuck on the roof, and nobody will hear your call, and it would just be a very horrible fate to suffer, getting stuck on the roof and freezing to death, if you don't mind me saying. Anyway, Marilyn made it down. Somebody came by, and she made it down. And I wrote this song, Stuck on the Roof Again. I've been here before, but just not at this stage where freedom is reduced to an icy frame cage. Here comes the wind, a sweep across this frigid place, oh boy, yes. Wait for me to shield my face. I'm at your mercy, my friend. I had just removed one last bit of snow mound when, like that, something brought my ladder down to the ground. I'm up here, my back against the chimney wall. I'm not within distance for anyone to hear my call. Oh, what a mess I'm in. Stuck on the roof again. Stuck on the roof again. Thank you. It's Mr. Sean Watkins on the guitar, everybody. I think I've got the voice for it today. it's usually a little bit early in the morning for me to be getting up into the high register, but I'll give this one a try. A song entitled, Today is a Bright New Day. Tempting to skip the coffee and go ahead and grab a Pabst Blue Ribbon.
That's in room temperature.
Just the way I like it. Excuse me. I'm resting with my back against the wall in the place where we first met. The Drayton, North Dakota Dairy Queen should be packed this time of year. I am wondering where everybody went. And at my spine, the names in the wood. We are part of it. When I finished carving it, you called it messy. Drinking malted milk. My eyes are shut tight. I'm not expecting you to appear when I open them. All I want to do is get away from the new day. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you all for coming.
Have a wonderful day, everybody. Thanks a lot for listening. Yep.